Ladies and gentlemen, the Clearwater Threshers are pleased to welcome you to the beautiful Ben Carroll Barn.
Welcome to the Clearwater Threshers Broadcast Network, live in Baker Ballpark in beautiful Clearwater, Florida. Blue skies and clouds keep on the horizon, but a beautiful day for baseball as the Clearwater Threshers host the Tampa Tarpons and the Threshers. 58-27 overall at 14-6 in the second half. Tarpons 43-44, 11-9 in the second half. We're here with game three of this six-game series between these two playoff division teams. The Threshers lead the series 2-1 after an 8-7 win yesterday. That's where this morning started off in the top of the first. Two sacrifice flies, one from Omar Martinez and one from Greg Romero, gave Tampa a 2-0 lead. Then the Threshers took the lead in the bottom of the first, with a Felix Reyes RBI double, followed by a 3-run shot from Chad Castillo to give the Threshers a 4-2 lead. Tampa then tied the game with Ronny Rojas 2-run homer, where he took the lead with a Jesus Rodriguez RBI double. Make the lead 5-5. Threshers bats back though with McCoy Strasser a solo shot in his third home run of the season with Bluewater at 5. Then the bottom of the fourth inning, Felix Reyes and Sidney brought in that outfield score 6-5 for Bluewater. Once again, the Tampa Tarpons took the lead in the top of the position. Two back-to-back bases loaded walks, one from Jake Palmer and one from Felix Reyes. Made the score 7-7. Matt Alfano's single brought home Cade Fergus to make the score 8-7 Bluewater. The Threshers shut out the Tarpons from there. In total, 5 different lead changes in yesterday's contest. The Threshers walk on the top of 9 hits. 4 of them were extra bases, hits, extra bases, and the Threshers.
And now,
Wasn't without the help from the bullpen, though, as Josh Ryan, excellent 3-3 scoreless innings, no hits, and 6 strikeouts. Braden Fosnacht, no hits, no runs.
In the seventh spot, the first baseman, number 28, Cole Moore.
First decision of the year with Bluewater.
In the eighth and catching, number 52, Ryan Lee.
Fosnacht got his first.
And then the right fielder.
Game. We'll start with the visiting Tarpons. Leading off for Tampa is Jared Serna, the shortstop and 30th-ranked prospect in the Yankees system. His cousin, Luis Serna, is the 17th-ranked prospect in the Yankees system. Luis is a right-handed pitcher for the Florida Complex League Yankees. Jared, though, 5'6", with plenty of power, as he is the leader in home runs at 18. Batting second for the Tarpons, Jesus Rodriguez, the third baseman, fourth in the Florida State League in batting average at .297. Batting third is Omar Martinez, the left-handed catcher. In the cleanup spot is Dario Reyes, the center fielder. Batting fifth is Brett Guerrero, the designated hitter. Batting sixth for the Tampa Tarpons is Jake Palmer out in left field. Palmer is Ronny Rojas, the senior first baseman. He hit his 7th home run of the season yesterday. Batting eighth, Felix Legace in right field. Finally, lining up the line is Jose Gonzalez, the second baseman for the Tarpons. The starter for Tampa is Jared Stewart, in the quarter. He's a right hand pitcher, 2.5 record. 4.9 ERA, 1 Now let's take a look at the lineup for the Clearwater Threshers. Marion Gore, the left fielder, the 12th ranked prospect in the Phillies system. Boyd currently on a season-high 21-game on base streak, going back all the way to June 10th. Next is Justin Crawford at center field. Crawford, the 17th overall pick in the 22 draft from Bishop Gorman High School. Crawford, third is Felix Reyes, the designated hitter, his second time DHing with the Threshers this season. Batting 40 primary, playing the shortstop, 14th round pick in the 22 draft. He was 2-for-4 with two doubles on 3 RBIs in his last game on Tuesday against the Tarpons. Batting fifth is Otto Camp, third baseman out of Point Loma Nazarene University in San Diego. Camp currently on a 6-game hit streak. Batting sixth is William Bergoya, the left-handed hitter. He's at second base, 11th ranked prospect in the 30 system, a high-profile international signing from Venezuela. Batting seventh is Cole Moore. First base, Moore having just an excellent July. In 8 games, he's 10-for-30. With 4 doubles and 2 home runs, that's an OPS of 10.61. Next is Ryan Leach, batting 8th, 21-year-old from Marshall University. He's catching today. His last game was on Tuesday for UNLV. Finally, batting 9th with freshers, Troy Schreffer, right fielder Troy, on an 8-game on base streak. Not on base twice yesterday, once with a home run. Starting pitcher for the Threshers is the right Junior, his 8th start of the season. 4-4 record, 4.26 ERA. Umpires for today's game, Isabella Robb is behind the ball for the strikes. Now the bases is Tyler Knight. So, at this point in the season, we're here in mid-July. With that, we've had quite a few promotions to Jersey Shore, IA team, and Brandon, the double A team. Now let's take a look at some of the former Threshers of this year's performance from yesterday. We'll start at IA and Jersey Shore. The Blue Claws were overwhelmed by a 5-on-8 inning versus the Winston Salem Dash, as they lost 8-7. But in that game, Eric Quito, one of the members of the Threshers opening last week, he went 1-for-3 with an RBI and a stolen base. Good day there for Eric. And in double A, 4 home runs, the Fighting Flores team, 8-2 win against the Altoona Curve. And in that game, Ryan Perkin, 1 scoreless inning with 1 strikeout. And the 21st ranked prospect in the Philly system. And that gets up to you. I would not be surprised if he moves up in those rankings. He's an excellent first team. Water then in Jersey Shore. He's continuing to dominate. So the Philadelphia Phillies, they have already played their game today. They got shut out 40-0 against the Milwaukee Brewers. Unfortunate loss there for the Major League. They will be traveling to Cleveland, tomorrow for a 3-game series against the Guardians. The Phillies currently 10.5 games behind the Atlanta Braves in the National League. They're tied with the Miami Marlins, who are also 10.5. It's currently in a wild card spot right now. As the season continues, we have a few other games that are beginning in the Florida State League. We'll start off with the Jupiter Hammerheads, who are playing today in Daytona against the Tortugas. The Palm Beach Cardinals are playing right now versus the St. Lucie Mets. That game is currently 7. Sorry, I think we're different. User error, we'll see. But games, okay, the St. Lucie Mets game got postponed in Palm Beach. That game really made on July 21st. But they did continue the game from yesterday. The St. Lucie Mets won 7-6 over the Palm Beach Cardinals. The rest of the game's warming up right now. The Lakeland Flying Tigers in Dunedin. Each of those teams with 39 wins. Next, the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles are in Bradenton against the Marauders. The Jupiter Hammerheads are in Daytona at 6:35. So, Threshers still an overall league best 58-27 record. But in the second half, they're one game behind the Bradenton Marauders, or 15-5. Bradenton Marauders playing really well here in this second half. Currently on a 6-game winning streak, 9-1 in their last 10. Trying to make some noise and trying to get that last playoff spot in the West Division. As the pressure is already first half. Rest of the Philly system for today's games. Reading Fighting Phils currently have a 1-0 lead in Altoona against the Curve. Second ranked prospect in the Philly system, Mick Abel, currently on top there. Now, the rest of the games are either two-day-year-war yet to begin with the ball teams. Starting off the four complex leagues, Philly's dominant win against the four complex Blue Jays, 10-2 Phillies. Next, the independent summer league, DSL Phillies White, lost 6-5 against the DSL Giants Orange. And the DSL Blue Jays shut out the DSL Phillies White 9-11. Next, the Jersey Shore Blue Claws are in the city. That game is at 7 p.m. Finally, the High Mountain High Pigs. That's the Blood Reds. High Pigs and the Blood Reds. Pigs and Blood Reds. Pigs and Blood Reds. The rest of the major leagues, the Phillies lost their game. And Milwaukee. Yet to be Baltimore Orioles are in Tampa Bay, just for the top spot of the AL East. Baltimore 58-37, Bay 16-39. Next, the St. Louis Cardinals in Chicago against the Cubs at 8:05. Astros in the Oakland Coliseum at 9:40. The rest of the games have been concluded. Starting off, the Arizona Diamondbacks lost in Atlanta 7-5. The Cincinnati Reds won at home against the San Francisco Giants 5-1. The Toronto Blue Jays hosted the San Diego Padres and shut them out. The Blue Jays won 4-0. The Chicago White Sox won in New York against the Mets 6-2. The Tigers won in Kansas City 3-0. The Twins won at home against the Mariners won at home against the Twins 5-0 in Seattle. Here at the ballpark, the clouds just continue to get far out onto the sky. Tough rain delay on Tuesday for an hour and 20 minutes. Nice forecast for today's game as the Threshers host the Tampa Tarpons for the second series. Funny enough,
ladies and gentlemen, your 2023 Clearwater Threshers.
It's cool. Out comes the door and rushes out of the dugout. We pause here on the Freshman Podcast Network as we see the honor of five with the national anthem. And gosh, we'll have you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please Ron and Zebby move your caps and join us as we honor America with the performance of our national anthem. Performing the anthem tonight is Sean Gavin Thomas. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the Rockies red glare, Donald's bursting in the air, gave proof to the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet Come and get them done.
We have another beautiful day for baseball on our hands here at BayCare Ballpark. Threshers and Tarpons for the third time this week and 15th time this season. It has been all even to this point. Clearwater Threshers, 7 wins. The Tampa Tarpons, 7 wins in the season series between these two West Division rivals. Welcome into the broadcast booth here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. My name is Josh Thurber, joined by my broadcast partner, Lance Williams, as the league-leading Threshers, 2 wins away from 60 and 1 game out of first place in the second half. Clearwater already has their playoff spot spoken for, first half champions since June the 10th, when they took down the Mighty Muscles 8-4. The Tarpons are not quite so lucky. They are still fighting for that playoff spot. 11-9 puts them in fourth place in the second half of the season, but it is a pretty small gap. A pretty small gap in between the first and fourth place teams. The Bradenton Marauders are a game ahead of the Threshers in first, and the Tarpons down in third. But they can change their fate against the Clearwater Threshers, a team that they are the only ones with the majority of victories here at BayCare Ballpark. The Threshers 3-5 against Tampa here at BayCare Ballpark in the middle of their second home series between the two clubs. Clearwater looking to get back to 500 or better here at home with 4 games left in the set. Gene Cabrera on the hill for Clearwater. He sends the first pitch, a curveball, past Jared Serna, the current home run king of the Florida State League, swinging and a missing to make it an 0-1 count. One homer this series already for Serna. He takes a breaking ball inside for ball number one. Cabrera, 4-4 record, a 4.26 ERA. Here's the 1-1. Hit on the ground, foul down the first base or third base line into the Threshers dugout. It is 1-2. Cabrera making his 8th start of the season and his 20th career start and his first against the Tarpons. 2 prior relief appearances against Tampa, both have come this year. Now the 1-2 to Serna, upstairs on the heater, count now even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 1-0 is his record against Tampa, 7 innings pitched, 7 hits, 1 earned run allowed. 3 walks and 8 strikeouts in 2 games, both out of the pen against Tampa. Fouled away by Serna, count will stay at 2-2. It's the first start for Cabrera since June the 9th against Fort Myers. Allowed 4 runs and a career-high 11 hits in 4 1/3 innings. In the lone game, the Threshers lost before clinching the first half championship, coming into the series with a magic number of 4 wins needed to take the playoff spot. 2-2, breaking ball just missing low, and the count now full to Jared Serna. Slider change and a fastball for Cabrera. That four-seamer gets up to 96 for Cabrera, and that is the pitch you will see the most. There is the fastball, and it's fouled away by Serna, who keeps this at bat going. Now it's 7 pitches in the first AB of the ball game for Serna. 18 homers and 64 RBIs both lead the league for the Yankee shortstop. Payoff pitch hit on a line over the leaping head of Otto Kemp and into left field. Amarion Boyd picks it up and holds Serna to a leadoff single here in the first inning. Serna has been a leadoff man in each of the first 3 games of this series. He is 2-for-2 with a single, or 2 singles, a walk, and 2 runs scored. Threshers hoping to keep him and the Tarpons at bay with Jesus Rodriguez coming up, as will set the Tarpons lineup as we continue through the top of the first inning. Jesus Rodriguez, the number 2 hitter up at the plate, with a leadoff man Serna taking a short lead on first. Cabrera deals. First pitch to Rodriguez in there for a called strike on the slider, 0-1. Omar Martinez is on deck. Dowry Urias, the cleanup man, is in the hole. Brett Barrera bats 5th. Jake Palmer hitting 6th. Ronnie Rojas, the 7 hitter. And Felix Nagase hits 8th. Jose Colmenares rounding out the order, making his first appearance against the Threshers this season. 0-1 to Rodriguez still. Serna was just checked back over at first base. And now the 0-1 to Rodriguez. Slider inside, 1-1. Serna, 16 steals this season for the 21-year-old out of Guaymas, Mexico. 16 for 22 in stolen base attempts this season, 57 for 72 in his third year in the minor league. Swing and a miss by Rodriguez. A nice slider on the outside corner from Cabrera, and now the count falls to 1-2 to the Tarpons catcher and third baseman. Rodriguez averaged up to 297 after a 2-for-4 night last night, walked in the first and scored in yesterday's contest for the Tarpons. Now the 1-2. Fastball missing for ball, and the throw back to first base is unsuccessful as Serna back at the first base bag standing up. Two balls and two strikes to Rodriguez. Nobody on and one out as we have just gotten underway here at BayCare Ballpark. Cabrera leaning in for the side. Ball sets at the belt. Five on the pitch clock. He deals. Fastball upstairs. Fills up the count for the second straight time. Six homers, 35 RBIs for Jesus Rodriguez, a guy capable of catching and playing third. This is his second game at third, and he has played all three games this series. He caught the other one. Now the payoff pitch. Serna stays put. Rodriguez lines this into right. Schreffler unable to make the catch, but the ball bounces into the glove of the Threshers right fielder with back-to-back singles leading off the first for the Tarpons. Omar Martinez doing the catching for Tampa tonight. He's up to the plate, as I'll take you through the Threshers defensive alignment. Starting with the outfield, Troy Schreffler in right field, as I just mentioned. Justin Crawford in center. Amarion Boyd is in left. At first base for the Threshers is Cole Moore, William Bergoglio at second, Brian Rincon the shortstop, Otto Kemp at third, with Ryan Leach, the battery mate of Gene Cabrera. Two on and nobody out. First pitch to Martinez, hit in the air out to center field. Slowly backtracking is Crawford. He picks up his speed towards the warning track and makes the one and grab, going up against the wall. Jared Serna tags and advances to third base as the throw is cut off by Brian Rincon, and Rodriguez stays put at first, following the first out of the first inning. So Justin Crawford making the first out of the ball game, one gone and two on here in the top of the first inning. Double play depth for the Threshers infield. That's what Ryan Leach has told them to do, with William Bergoglio and Brian Rincon pinched up towards the middle. Bergoglio shaded a bit more towards the first base side with the lefty Urias at the plate. It's grounded right to Bergoglio, and the ball takes a tricky hop. Bergoglio pointing that it hit the base runner. So the runner going to second, Rodriguez, is out as the ball kicked off of the heel of Jesus Rodriguez while he was running into second. Jared Serna, though, will score from third, and it is... He did score from third, but I believe he's coming back to third base now. And yeah, he is. So there's two outs in the inning. Serna will remain at third base. He had already scored when the ball hit off of the cleat of Rodriguez. On first base is Dalryl Rios. It'll be ruled a single. And now there are two outs on the third hit of the inning for the Tampa Tarpons. Brett Barrera, the DH, up to the plate. He takes the first pitch, a fastball inside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Serna remaining on third. Urias replacing Rodriguez on first. The 1-0 pitch, fastball up and in, 2-0 to Brett Barrera. Two outs in the inning. Infield shifted now towards the pole side for the right-hander Barrera, with Rincon's heels touching the outfield grass. Throw back to first base, unsuccessful, as no tag applied by Moore, with Arias back in safely. So a 2-0 count to Barrera. Fastball up and in, 3-0. Leach going to his feet to try and warn Serna and get him back to third base, which he does successfully, but a 3-0 count on the Tarpons' designated hitter. The count, Cabrera is now set. Seven on the pitch clock, he deals. Fastball right down Main Street, and the count's 3-1. It'll get me over a heater from Gene Cabrera, clocked at 94 miles an hour, and a 3-1 count now to the designated hitter in Barrera. He played third base last night while Rodriguez was behind the plate. 3-1, high in the air, lofted on the foul side of the first base line. Moore sprinting towards the chart. That ball lands in the dirt, and it is 3-2 on the foul pop from Barrera. Barrera last night had a sacrifice fly in the first inning, and struck out twice in an 0-for-4 day. Was his 10th RBI of the season in a game that the Tarpons ended up losing 8-7. One game apiece in the first two of this series in the rubber match in the first of 2-3 game sets. Here's the payoff off goes Arias, and it won't be a stolen base as the fastball misses outside for ball number four. Two hits, or three hits and a walk so far in the first inning, and the bases are loaded. Jared Serna at third, Downey Arias at second, Brett Barrera at first, with the left-handed hitting Jake Palmer coming to the plate for the Tarpons. Kai, who usually plays in a reserve role for Tampa, has been elevated to the starting lineup in each of the three games this series, with the Tarpons especially shorthanded in the outfield some. First pitch now to Palmer, the breaking ball that just misses up and away, count 1-0. Palmer, last night, walked in a run on one of two walks, scored a run, and was 0-for-2 in total on the night. Seven ribbies and a .245 batting average on the season thus far. He's got the bases loaded, a 1-0 count, and two outs here in the first. Cabrera deals. This one, it right back up the middle. It knocks the glove off Cabrera's hand. He throws from his knees, and he gets the ball in time to first base. Gene Cabrera just completely taken by surprise by that comebacker. Knocked the glove off of his left hand, and in kind of confusion, he tripped over himself a little bit and had to get the throw to first on his knees to get out Palmer in the nick of time. So Cabrera strands the bases loaded for the Threshers with just a really great reaction play. Three hits allowed in the inning, no errors, and three runs left. Still scoreless, the Threshers coming up to bat for the first time here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
The best feeling Tampa Bay is back when the return is on for every home game.
Safety Harbor
Resort and Spa, more than we can imagine. Leading off the bottom of the first for the Threshers, left fielder number 23, Marion Boyd. Tarpons failed to score in the top of the first for the first time this series, and the Threshers look to take advantage in the home half. Marion Boyd leads things off for Clearwater against Baron Stewart, coming into the game with a 2-5 record and a .459 ERA. Boyd takes the first pitch, a fastball on the inside corner for a called strike one. Baron Stewart making his first start of the series, 23 years old, coming out of the University of Pittsburgh. 0-1, hit on the ground, foul. Now the count is 0-2. Stewart, in his first season as a pro, 10th start of his professional career today against the Threshers. And it is his second start against Clearwater as he started the season on the injured list for the month of April. Boyd lifts the third pitch of the at-bat high in the air, shallow right center field. The second baseman, Colmenares, inches backwards, and he backpedals to make the catch for the first out of the first inning. Stewart, two hits, three runs, and 4 2/3 innings. And an eventual win for the Tarpons on Sunday the 18th. But Stewart walked two, struck out six against the Threshers in the only other time he has faced the first half champions of the Florida State League. Now Justin Crawford up to the plate with one out. He takes a first pitch fastball outside for a called first strike. The rest of the Threshers lineup after the leadoff man Boyd popped out to second. Felix Reyes, the designated hitter, will hit next. Brian Rincon, the cleanup man, in the hole. shattered bat by Crawford on a ground ball to first base, and Rojas fields it, tags the bag himself, as the barrel of the bat ended up next to first base coach Michael Jones. The handle was tossed aside by Justin Crawford. A pretty clean break. And impressive that he got the ball that far in the infield grass. Two down in the first inning as we go through the rest of the Threshers lineup and then right into the defensive alignment with Felix Reyes coming to the plate right now. Brian Rincono Hill next. Dono Kemp is the fifth hitter. William Bergoglio hitting sixth. Cole Moore hitting seventh. First pitch fastball, a called strike to Reyes on the outside corner with two outs in the inning. Ryan Leach hits eighth. Troy Schreffler will hit ninth. And Omar Martinez, the catcher, giving the sign to the starter, Baron Stewart. Here's the 0-1. Reyes lets the breaking ball go low. Count evens at 1-1. Ronnie Rojas at first. Jose Colmenares at second. Jared Serna at short. And Jesus Rodriguez at third base is the Tarpons infield, the outfield alignment, after the 1-1 pitch. Here comes from Stewart. Reyes grounds this one to right side. Fielded by the second baseman, Colmenares. Spins and throws, and the catch made by Rojas to end the first inning. Outfield for the Tarpons really quickly. Felix Nagase in right. Dowry Reyes in center. Jake Palmer in left. But they didn't have a chance to make any outs in the first. A 1-2-3 first inning. Threshers stay on the infield. The score stays at 0-0 here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Yes, Capital One Bank Direct Smart is involved in every market. You are correct. Capital One cardholders take advantage of great cardholder benefits. Visit MLB.com. Capital One. Be sure to scan the QR code right now on the video. Receive a free sandwich from our friends at BDQ. BDQ has 17 Bay Area locations, including right here in the water and all the Bay culture. Visit BDQ.com for more details. BDQ, just made better. First baseman number 25, Ronnie Rojas.
Bottom third of the order for Tampa, starting off the top of the second inning. Gene Cabrera back out after holding Tampa scoreless in the first for the first time this series. Cabrera winds and deals the first pitch of the second, grounded foul by Rojas down the first baseline. Umpiring crew for today, Isabella Robb calling balls and strikes, Tyler Green on the base pass, the same duo that we have had the entirety of this series. Now the 0-1 to Rojas, outside on the heater. Count evens at 1-1. Rachel Balkovic, the manager for the Tarpons, is coaching first base. First female manager in minor league baseball announced last year. 1-2 now as the breaking ball eludes the bat of a swinging Rojas. Count now 1-2. You know, Diaz, the defensive coach for the Tarpons, is coaching over at third base. And now Rojas back in the lineup, after back in the batter's box after a brief timeout. 1-2, outside corner, called strike three. Really close pitch by Gene Cabrera. Rojas not happy with Isabella Robb's call, but a called strike three is the first punch out of the game and first out of the second inning. Cabrera, who holds the Threshers' single game best mark for strikeouts in a game this season with 9 against Bradenton in May, has just struck out his 56th batter of the season. 9 of them have come against the Tarpons. First pitch misses outside to Felix Nagase, and the right fielder hitting the highest spot he's hit in the order thus far in the 8-hole. 1-0 as fastball misses inside, 2-0. He is at 9th and played in right field each of the last two games. Today, moving up a spot into the 8-hole. 2-0 pitch, hit on the ground, back up the middle. Chasing is Rincon. He gobbles it up right before it touches the grass, but the throw bounces out of the glove of Cole Moore. Holding up the safe sign was Felix Negay, so he thinks it's an infield single. And we'll see if it's hit number four for the Tarpons or error number one for the Threshers. I think they're going to call that an infield single. But we will see after it is. And looks like I was right. It's a rare moment in human history, but it does happen sometimes. One out in the inning and a man on as the Tarpons now have four hits in the first inning and a third of this ball game. Still scoreless, though. First pitch to Jose Colmenares as he comes out swinging and misses on the fastball, count 0-1. Colmenares in his first game of this series and also his first game this season against the Clearwater Threshers. 0-1, just missing, and the fastball makes it a 1-1 count. Colmenares, 286 hitter on the season with two solo home runs. So that gives him two RBIs. Short sample size on his year, though. Fastball inside corner, count 1-2. Colmenares bends out of the way, but that ball was in there for a strike. Just the third game that Colmenares has played this season. He is 2-for-7. Both of those hits have left the yard, a walk and a strikeout, and an OPS of 1143. Another pitch inside, this one missing, though. And the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes to the Tarpon second baseman. On first base is Felix Negace. He is a guy with a whole lot of speed for the Tarpons, but just 3 stolen bases on the year for him. 4 stolen attempts, so he has been caught once. Cabrera wheels and fires to Moore, who doesn't apply a tag in time, as Negace is back safely onto first. 1 out and 1 on here in the top of the second inning. Still scoreless, 4-0. In favor of the Tampa Tarpons. Now Negace, eyes locked squarely on Gene Cabrera, inches towards the second base bag. The 2-2. It's called strike 3. Slider right at the knees, and near perfect pitch from Gene Cabrera for his second strikeout of the inning. 10 strikeouts against Tampa this season, and now there are 2 gone. So, top of the order back up for the Tarpons, Jared Serna on with one man on first base. 2 outs in the inning, Negace inches towards second. Serna chops one foul, and that slowly rolls down the third baseline. Lino Diaz will allow one of the Threshers players to pick it up from the dugout. 0-1 is the count to the shortstop Serna. 1 on, 2 outs, and a scoreless ball game here in the top of the second inning. Cabrera deals. 0-1, popped foul, 0-2, as that one sharply goes into the right field stands. 0-2 to Serna, who singled back in the first inning. Cabrera deals. This one hit the other way into right field. Schreffler's going to pick it up. Negace thinks about going to third, but he will stop short. Rincon cuts the ball off at short on the throw-in from Schreffler. And Serna is on with his second knock of the day. 2-for-2 is Jared. 2 on and 2 outs with Negace moving to second base on the 2-out single. 5 hits in the first inning and 2/3 for the Tarpons. And Jesus Rodriguez is up at the plate with 1 of those 5 knocks. Average up to 300 after the first inning single. Called out when he was hit by a ground ball from Dalrio Rios on his way to second base. 2 outs in the inning, and time called as Cabrera steps off. Now the pitch clock resets, and Gene leaning in for the sign. He's got it, locks in the ball in the glove, sets at the belt. First pitch to Rodriguez, swing and a miss. Fastball on the outside corner, and it's an 0-1 count. Cabrera has been tested by this Tarpons team, 40 pitches now in the first 2 innings of work. 24 have gone in for strikes. 0-1, Rodriguez, a high bouncing ball down the third baseline, fielded in foul territory by Otto Kemp, and swiftly tossed into the Threshers' dugout. 0-2 the count with 2 outs and 2 men on. Going back to first base is Jared Serna. And going back to second is Felix Negace. Obviously, with 2 outs, each runner off on contact. And Serna chirping at William Bergoglio. Seemed like some friendly conversation between the two middle infielders. 0-2 now to Rodriguez. The pitch from Cabrera, fastball outside, count 1 and 2. Rodriguez worked a full count before he singled, taking a ball the opposite way back in the first inning. 1 and 2 the count now. Cabrera looks over at second, fires home. Drilled on a line, but well foul. Rodriguez out in front of that slider. And that keeps the count at 1 and 2, and that's the kind of effect that you have when you throw 95 miles an hour, the slider dropping things down about 12 miles an hour on average. Cabrera's fastball around 95 usually. The slider has been routinely clocked at 83 miles an hour today, and it looks like a fastball until it doesn't. Another slider, this one goes outside, and the count is 2-2 now to Jesus Rodriguez. And Cabrera really looking for that lower outside corner, aiming at the knees, but narrowly missing on the 1-2 pitch. Now it's an even count at 2-2. Two on, two balls, two strikes. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Gene Cabrera allows two hits, but strikes out the side in the second inning for three Ks in today's ballgame. Both two hits did not reach home, and the Tarpons have stranded five runs in the first two innings of work. We are still scoreless here at BayCare Ballpark, with the Heart of the Threshers order coming up to bat to lead off the second.
Sharp Charades contest. I am with my contestant, Anthony. Anthony, we're going to play the simple game of charades with the great contestant in the greatest charades player that has ever been our own family. So, he's going to act out a word or phrase, and you have to guess what it is. Pretty sure you can do this. You can keep guessing until you get it right. So, are you ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Finley, what do you got tonight?
A little shark charades with Finley going on the field. Threshers trying to figure out the sign for multiple runs in an inning here in the bottom of the second inning. Still scoreless, no hits yet for the Threshers. They went down 1-2-3 in the bottom of the first inning. Five hits so far for the Tarpons, but of course the combination of good clutch pitching from Gene Cabrera and the best defensive team in the Florida State League holding firm for the Clearwater Threshers, stranding all five base runners for the Tampa Tarpons. Brian Rincon, Otto Kemp, and William Bergoglio leading things off here in the second inning. Rincon hitting cleanup for the second time this series. Did not play in yesterday's contest and had a great game on Monday. Rincon with his ninth multi-hit game of the season, both of his hits going for extra bases and three RBIs on Tuesday's loss. He fouls the first pitch off, making the count 0-1 as the ball goes behind the press box. So Rincon not only tied his career high with two hits, but also his career high with three RBIs. Fastball missing outside, even count 1-1 to Rincon. He started off the season a bit lower in the lineup, debuting in the first couple series at the 5 or 6 spot typically, but he has been elevated up to the 3 and 4 as of late. This one stung into the gap by Rincon, but easily there is Arias. He makes the catch on a nice trot to his left, and that's the first out of the second inning. But another hard hit ball by Brian Rincon. He has just been so strong for the Threshers. Second on the team with 7 home runs this season. Now Otto Kemp will come up to the plate, a guy who's been creeping up the leaderboards in multiple categories, up to the 10th spot with a .387 on base percentage, 10th in the Florida State League, as he bounces the first pitch into the glove of the third baseman, Rodriguez. He throws off the run, pulls Rojas off the bag, and the spinning tag applied to Kemp. One pitch, there is out number two here in the second inning. Bergoglio comes up to the plate, 18-year-old out of Valencia in Venezuela, represents half of the Phillies' international signing pool money from 2022. Signed for over $2.5 million out of Valencia in Venezuela as one of the top-ranked international prospects in last year's class. First pitch to Bergoglio, breaking ball over the heart of the plate, and the count is 0-1. And he has showcased some of the reasons why. Really good fielding ability from second and short, and especially for an 18-year-old, a fantastic ability to put the ball in play. Now 1-0-1 to Bergoglio. Another breaking ball, another called strike. This one dipping a bit more inside on the Threshers' second baseman, and it's 0-2. He went 0-3, but walked in yesterday's contest. 0-2 count now to Bergoglio. Two outs and nobody on. The pitch hit on the ground, right up the middle to Serna, into the shift for Bergoglio. He slings the throw over to first, and it gets to Rojas in time for another 1-2-3 inning. Threshers go down in order for the second straight time. Two scoreless innings here at Big Hair Ballpark. Top of the third coming up next here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Let's start them. Come on. Who wants a creature?
Gene Cabrera back out for the third inning. He's been hit around a little bit. Five singles for the Tarpons in the first two frames, but bending but not breaking is Gene Cabrera. He has been so reliable for Clearwater this season, switching from the starter to the relief role and been just as successful in both instances. He had a four-inning save already this season. So a guy who has just eaten up innings when needed for the Threshers. First pitch of the third is in there for a called strike to Omar Martinez. He flied out to Crawford back in the first inning. 0-1, hit in the air, out to left center field. Crawford chasing, and he'll get over the head of the shortstop, Rincon, and that is single number six for the Tampa Tarpons. Ball just kind of died in the air, a sinking liner out to left center field. And Martinez is the second leadoff man to record a hit for the Tarpons this game. He is on first, and there's nobody out in the third inning. Dowry Urias takes the first pitch, and that is a called strike one. He has been swinging early and often in counts for the Tarpons this week, singling on the first pitch that he saw back in the first inning, but his ball hit the cleat of Jesus Rodriguez. That got him out at second base. He went around on that changeup from Cabrera, and the count's now 0-2. Threshers shifted for double play depth. Rincon pinched towards the middle. Bergoglio shaded slightly towards the first base side on the lefty shift. Breaking ball outside. Back-to-back changes from Cabrera, but he doesn't get the chase from Marias there, and the count drops to 1-2. Nobody out. Martinez, the catcher, taking a short lead off first. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball low, and the count now even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez Plenty of stolen bases for a catcher. Six bags and one time he has been caught stealing this season. This is lifted high in the air by Arias. Shading towards the left field line is Boyd. He makes the catch in the shade for the first out of the third inning. Easy run for Boyd, and just a small part of that left field occupied by the shade, covered by the offices over past the concourse on the left field side. And that's where Boyd went to make the first down of the inning. Now Brett Barrere, the designated hitter who walked back in the first, is up with one on and nobody out. Soft line drive out into right field. Sliding is Schreffer, but he misses the ball. Luckily enough, though, Martinez was caught in between first and second, and he is thrown out at the second base bag. 9-6. After the drop fly ball from Schreffler still results in an out. This time it is Martinez being replaced by Brett Barrere on first base. And that's the second out of the inning. Two gone for Jake Palmer. Barrere on first. That's the fastball is in there for a called strike at the letters. Barrere taking a short lead off first, one of his two career stolen bases this season, one in each year he has been a pro, and he has yet to be caught stealing in his two attempts. 0-1 turns to 0-2 as the changeup on the upper corner gets by Palmer for the second strike. Now the left fielder for the Tarpons will take a quick timeout and get himself set. He is now back into the left-handed batter's box, 0-2 the count, two outs and a man on first base. And now the pitch. 0-2, called strike three. A slider from Cabrera coming from out of the strike zone on the right side of the plate into the center of it. That is the final out of the third inning. Another hit allowed, another runner stranded for the Clearwater Threshers. Four strikeouts on the day for Cabrera. Still a scoreless ball game at the bottom of the third coming up. Six hits in the first three for the Tarpons. Threshers still looking for their first. Both teams still looking for their first run. A scoreless draw in the bottom of the third inning with Moore, Leach, and Schreffler due up for the first half champion Thresher. Still on the mound is Baron Stewart, who's had a pretty efficient first two innings and gets Moore to swing on a breaking ball for a called strike one. 15, now 16 pitches, 12 for strikes in the first two innings and, well, one pitch. Automatic ball one, though, on a pitch clock violation from Stewart. And now, that was just, I think, a holdover from the last inning. So it's still 1-1 anyway as the fastball misses low and inside to Cole Moore. He's been on a bit of a tear lately. And Moore awaits the 1-1. Fastball upstairs, count 2-1 to the Threshers' first baseman. Moore ranked as the best defensive first baseman in the Threshers' system. Waits the 2-1, swing and a miss. And that makes the count 2-2. Moore, 2-for-5 with an RBI on Tuesday's loss against Tampa. 7-game hit streak and an 8-game on base streak. He's 10 for his last 28 with 2 homers and 4 RBIs. Now the 2-2 as the pitch comes from Stewart. Hit on the ground over to second base, bouncing off the glove of Colmenares, who slaps the outfield grass in disappointment with himself. Pretty hard hit ground ball, so that's right on the edge of hit and error, but likely to be... No, it's a base hit. Should have just given Moore more credit. 8th straight game reaching with a hit is Cole Moore. And the Threshers have their first knock of the day. First pitch to Ryan Leach, popped up in foul territory. Rojas sprinting towards it, loses it in the sun as it bounces in foul territory for ball number one. Ronnie Rojas was given chase down the first base side, and it's an 0-1 count now to Leach. Moore, 1 stolen base in 2 attempts this season, has a short lead off first. Rojas barely holding him on right next to him. Now the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Leach goes after a fastball on the outside corner, and the count's 0-2. The count. Leach, a timeout. Now he's back in the batter's box. 217 hitter on the year is Ryan. 3 homers and 14 RBIs. One of those homers, a grand slam in the Dunedin series. 0-2. Fastball up and away. An attempted frame job by Martinez is unsuccessful and will stay in a 1-2 count. Leach, 1-for-4 on Tuesday's loss against Tampa with a day off yesterday. Here's the 1-2 pitch. This is lifted high in the air out to left center field. Drifting underneath it is Palmer. In the sun, he reaches up with 2 hands and makes the catch for the first out in the inning. So one gone in the third now. Threshers with their first base runner in the form of Cole Moore on first. And Troy Schreffler does not need base runners to make an impact. His last 2 home runs have tied up the ball game, including one yesterday leading off the 5th inning with a solo jack. 2 of his 3 homers coming over his 8-game on base streak, where he's 9 for his last 29. First pitch in there for a called strike, a slider on the outside corner makes the count 0-1. Schreffler, 15th rounder out of Maryland in last year's draft, went 1-for-3 with that home run and a walk yesterday. Now he's got a man on first and one out. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, may have gotten a piece of the glove of Omar Martinez, and it counts 0-2. Schreffler had a 6-game hit streak up until Sunday, but he reached with 2 walks in that win over Fort Myers. So it continued his on-base streak, which stands at 8 games. 0-2 the pitch, outside on the fastball. Again, Martinez attempts to frame it, but the count stays at 1-2. 1-2 the count, 1 on. Scoreless ball game in the bottom of the 3rd inning, and 1 out in the frame. Quick look over at first base by Stewart. He takes a deep breath. 2 in the pitch clock. He deals. This one a hard ground ball underneath the glove of the third baseman. Leaping throw from Serna, but it won't get there in time. And Troy Schreffler reaches on the infield hit. A ground ball just put in a really difficult spot by the Threshers' right fielder. And he now has his 10th hit over his last 9 games, each of which Schreffler has reached first base. So now the Threshers have a runner in scoring position for the first time. 2 hits in the first 3 batters of the 3rd inning, and now the Threshers' leadoff hitter is coming up to the plate. Marion Boyd, a pop out to second his last time up, and he's a difficult guy to double up. 41 steals on the season for Marion, lead leader in that category. Also up there with a .405 on base percentage. That's good for 5th in the Florida State League. He's got a chance to drive in the first run of the game with Moore on second, and he grounds this one right up the middle to Serna. Fields on the tip of the outfield grass, on a second for 1 on a first, just getting Boyd by a step is Jose Colmenares. A quick 6-4-3 double play, and you have to be lightning fast to get a Marion Boyd on a twin killing. And the Tarpons did just that. 6-4-3 ends the third. One left on two hits for the Threshers with no runs scored. And we are still scoreless through the first three innings. And we'll see if there are any other runs that have been scored in the minor leagues, because none here thus far. Lance, how about those runs?
Yeah, still scoreless in Dunedin as the Blue Jays host the Long Tigers in the bottom of the third. But the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, they have a 3-0 lead in Braden with the bottom of the third. But scoreless in Daytona as the Juco Hammerheads face the Tortugas. One game has been concluded. The St. Louis Events beat the Long Beach Cardinals 7-6, but the St. Louis Events actually had a doubleheader in the second half of the postponed for tomorrow. So that's the Florida State League. Back to you, Josh.
So it seems there are some runs that have scored in the Florida State League, just not here just yet. Still scoreless with the top of the fourth coming up. Six hits for the Tarpons, two for the Threshers. Tampa has left six runs on base. The Threshers have left just the one. And Clearwater looking to keep it in a scoreless ball game. Post the drag, the fantastic grounds crew and operations staff doing the three-inning drag. Up the field, which as always looks absolutely impeccable. Honestly, I think it's the best taken care of field in all of the minor leagues. Just a truly outstanding job by the grounds crew here at BayCare Ballpark. The warm-ups are done for Gene Cabrera. He'll start off the top of the fourth inning with the bottom third of the Tarpons order. Ronnie Rojas, Felix Nagase, and Jose Colmenares, two strikeouts and a single the last time that trio led off an inning. That was back in the second, where the Tarpons recorded two hits and stranded two runners on base. Cabrera has a pitch count of 56 thus far, so he has been working, and now sends pitch number 7 for a called strike on the breaking ball to Ronnie Rojas. 0-1 is the count. Rojas, one of Cabrera's four strikeout victims, back in the second. Swing and a miss on the fastball from Cabrera. Took a little off it, but it gets by Rojas, and the count's quickly 0-2. Cabrera quickly into the 0-2 pitch. High chomper over to first, and it skips off of the cut of the infield grass, but Moore adjusts well to field the ground ball and tag the bag himself. Three assisted gets the first out of the fourth inning, and now Felix Nagase will come up to the plate with a one-and-run record. One gone, and it is the top of the fourth inning, still scoreless. Eight hits in the ballgame, six of them from the road Tarpons. Nagase, 1-for-1 on the day, takes the first pitch from Cabrera and swings and misses at a fastball. Count is 0-1. Singled on a 2-0 pitch back in the second, going after the first one here and doesn't get it. Jam shot popped up on the shallow right field side. Schreffler calling off Bergoglio. He makes the catch for the second out of the fourth inning. Much more an efficient start for Cabrera, just four pitches thrown in this fourth thus far. And he is now up to 60 on the night. Two gone, Jose Colmenares coming up to the plate. He struck out looking back in the second inning. And Cabrera sent the first pitch, a breaking ball low, 1-0 is the count. Colmenares now 2-for-8 on the season, playing just his third game with the Tarpons here in 2023, but both of those hits have left the yard. 1-0 the pitch, slider just missing outside, and it's 2-0. Colmenares, in his third year as a pro, missed 2022 due to injury and was just taken off of the injury list on June the 28th. Didn't rehab much, in, at least competitively, in the Complex League and made his season debut for the Tarpons on July the 4th against Dunedin. Got back into the lineup against Lakeland on the Sunday following the All-Star break. 3-0 to Colmenares as he goes after it and keeps it in the infield. Popped up on the shortstop side. Kemp is there. He makes the call and the catch, running onto the infield grass to get a 1-2-3 inning for the first time. Threshers get the Tarpons down in order in the fourth inning. And now it's time for Clearwater's bats to heat up. 1-2-3 go Tampa, still scoreless, bottom of the fourth. Threshers coming up to the plate.
Moore, what I'm going to do is ask you a question. He you have to name as many items as you can in 15 seconds. Then we're going to have one of our Russian players do the exact same thing, and whoever guesses the most wins. Ready, Laura?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Your question tonight is, name as many breeds of dogs as you can in 15 seconds. Ready, go. You got nine more. Now you came on strong there at the end. All right, let's see how our first player did.
Eagle, Spaniel, Golden Retriever, German Shepherd, Weeba, Lab.
Oh, Laura, you keep our winning streak alive as you are the winner tonight in the Components Dugout Beat the Pressures contest. You win a gift certificate to our sponsor, Components Dugout, which is right up the street on Gold Today Boulevard. And
bottom of the fourth inning coming up. It's been very different pitching performances. Efficient has been Stewart, 29 pitches, 21 for strikes. And Cabrera has been solid, but the Tarpons have just been making a lot more contact with the baseball. For 60 pitches for Cabrera, 6 hits allowed, but he has kept the runs at a zero in a scoreless ball game. Bottom of the fourth inning is coming up. And we have a pinch hitter, Justin Crawford, has been replaced by Ricardo Rosario, likely to just be a straight swap in center. And we hope everything is all right with Justin. Not often you see a guy get replaced in the middle of the game. So Ricardo Rosario now leading off the fourth inning. Crawford grounded out to first back in the first inning. So that'll end his on-base streak at 22 straight games. And Ricardo Rosario has an 0-1 count here in the fourth inning. Rosario takes a fastball to even the count at 1-1, as that one missed low and away. Called strike two on the breaking ball, 1-2 the count. So really, two things can happen here, I think. I'd say that the most likely outcome is that Crawford will slot right in at center field, as he is capable of playing all four outfield positions. They could swap Crawford and Boyd, as he commonly plays in left field, but I'd imagine that it's just going to be a straight swap on the pinch hit appearance for Ricardo Rosario. 1-2 is the count. Nobody out here in the fourth. Rosario checks his swing, but not enough. Drop third strike, calmly throwing over to first is Martinez, and there is the first out of the fourth inning on the first K of the day by Baron Stewart. One gone, and Felix Reyes coming up to the plate. With one out in the inning. So Reyes, 0-1 on the day, grounded out to second back in the first, and the slider misses away. Count is 1-0. Felix Reyes has been on quite a tear in terms of driving in runs. 11 runs driven in over his last four games. He almost is plunked by the inside fastball, but it misses inside. 1-0 is the count. 3-for-5, tied his career high with 3 hits in yesterday's contest. 3 RBIs, including the go-ahead knock back in the 7th inning. Now, here's the 2-0. Reyes lost this one into the gap in right center field, and the sinking liner falls in for the Threshers' 3rd hit of the day. 2nd straight game with a hit for Reyes. 7th straight in which he has reached base, dating back to July the 7th. 8 now is 9-for-26, and again, 11 RBIs over those last 7 games. He had a grand slam in Fort Myers on Saturday. On Sunday, he had a 3-run shot, and on Sunday, he had a 3-run shot with 3 RBIs. There are four RBIs and a sacrifice fly. One on the count to Brian Rincon, who flied out to center his last time up. Reyes, a short lead off of first. Rincon swings and misses at a breaking ball. Count 1-0. So Reyes, four stolen bases in six attempts this season, with one yesterday. He has now played in all three games of this series, with Tuesday the only one in which he does not have a hit. Four hits on the week for Reyes as the fastball goes up and into Rincon. 2-1 is the count. He's 0-1 today, flying out to center his last time up. And now the count's 2-1. Rincon, 217 hitter on the year, 7 homers and 40 RBIs, with 3 of them coming in the last game he played on Tuesday. Now he takes a breaking ball low, and it's a 3-1 count, looking to reach base for the 6th straight game. 5 game on base streak dating back to July the 7th for Rincon, with 6 RBIs over that span, as well as 7 walks. This won't be, as it's hit high and deep into center field. Turning around is Arias. He makes the catch for the second out of the inning. And that's 2 well-hit line drives by Brian Rincon, but both of them have been easily in the path of the Threshers, or the Tarpons, center fielder. So, 2 gone in the 4th inning. And Otto Kemp now coming up to the plate. He grounded out to 3rd on the first pitch he saw in the 2nd. Kemp swings and misses on the slider, and the count is 0-1 to the Threshers' third baseman. A guy who's quite versatile, able to play second and third base, played a little bit of shortstop in college at Point Loma Nazarene. He has played mostly at third base for the Threshers. Reyes off to second. Pitch misses for a ball, but Reyes is taken out at second base, tagged by the shortstop in Jared Serna, and the caught stealing ends the 4th inning. So that's the first time the Threshers have been caught trying to steal a bag in the series. 4th ends with a hit and nobody left on base. The Threshers and Tarpon still scoreless heading into the 5th.
Ryan Player, Brent Softball, who are having their group outings to the ballpark tonight. The Threshers, thank you for attending. Hope you have a wonderful time here at Big Bear Ballpark.
Still scoreless, 5th inning coming up, 6 hits for the Tarpons, 3 for the Threshers. Jared Serna has 2 of Tampa's 6 hits. Leadoff knock in the 1st, another single in the 2nd inning, and it's been the lack of extra base hits that have kept this game scoreless, as the Tarpons able to get 6 hits off of Gene Cabrera, but he has been bending, but very much not breaking. Hard ground ball, foul down the third base side, well fielded by the Tarpons' third base coach, Lino Diaz, and it's an 0-1 count to Jared Serna. He's the home run leader in the Florida State League right now. 18 has him 4 clear of the next highest home run hitter over the course of this season. 64 RBIs, 15 clear of the next highest in the Florida State League. Curveball in there for a called strike 2. And it's an 0-2 count now to the Tarpon shortstop. 30th-ranked prospect in the Yankees system at a position where the Yankees have just a wealth of assets over at short. Chop foul. Count will stay at 0-2. Oswald Cabrera, guy who's been a utility man for the Yankees, came in as a shortstop. Oswald Peraza, another shortstop for the Yankees, though he's been moving over to third base. I mean, there's just Anthony Volpe, of course, graduated from prospecthood. As Cerna hits a hard line drive down the third base line, fielded on a pair of hops by Kemp. Throw, getting into first base in time. Otto Kemp with another fantastic play in the field, starting off the fifth with a diving stop at third for the first out. Pitching and defense has been absolutely on point in the ball game today. And there's the first out in the fifth inning. First pitch to Jesus Rodriguez, popped high and foul, sliced off the top of his bat, and it's 0-1 on the outside fastball from Cabrera. He's approaching 70 pitches on the day. In fact, that was his 70th pitch. As this is popped in the air on the first base side, more underneath it, called off by Cabrera, who reaches up with two hands and makes the catch for the second out in the inning. So Cabrera now 71 pitches, 47 for strikes, but no one's up yet in the Threshers bullpen. He is just absolutely cruising and would be in line for the victory if any runs had scored. Still 0-0 here in the top of the fifth inning. Two outs and Omar Martinez is coming up to the plate. Looks like Seth Nightingale is standing up in the Threshers pen, but his warm-ups have not yet commenced. 0-1 the count on the slider as Martinez looks it into the glove of the leech for called strike one. Now Cabrera sets at the chin, kicks and deals. 0-1, crack back up the middle by Martinez, rolling into the right center field gap before it's picked up by Ricardo Rosario, and he sings the throw in time to keep Martinez on first base. Back-to-back hits for Omar Martinez. He has two of the team's now seven here in the top of the fifth, but all of those seven hits have been singles. Two outs and one man on. Martinez, not exactly known for his speed, but does have six steals on the year this season. Breaking ball missing outside. The changeup makes it 1-0 to Dalry Urias, who flied out to Boyd in left field his last time up. He is 1-for-2 on the day, singled in the first. Now Cabrera deals. 1-0, swing and a miss. Changeup just dropping out of the zone as Urias couldn't touch it. 75 pitches on the night now for Cabrera. 50 of them have gone for strikes. 66 strike rate in Cabrera's 20th career start. Bounced foul by Urias. Just got a piece of the slider off the end of his bat, and the count's 1-2. Now the Threshers have a pitcher going in the bullpen with one strike potentially left here in the top of the fifth inning. Cabrera deals. Urias reaches out and bounces this one down the first baseline. Slow roller into the mitt of Moore. He comes back and tags the first base bag to end at the fifth inning. So a two-out single goes for naught for the Tarpons. Threshers strand yet another run on the seventh hit of the day by Tampa. We are halfway home. This game has taken just about an hour, but still no runs have scored. Threshers looking to change that in the bottom of the fifth here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Starters here on this Thursday evening have cruised into the fifth inning thus far. Five shutout already for Cabrera, but he's allowed seven hits. Four shutout innings for Baron Stewart, and he has allowed three hits. All singles thus far, but a powerful part of the Threshers' order coming out for the fifth inning to try and break a scoreless tie. Otto Kemp, 5 homers, 36 RBIs, he's leading things off. William Bergoglio, with 9 ribbies on the season, is on deck. And Cole Moore, who recently got a hit for the 8th straight game in his last at-bat. Kemp swings and misses at a breaking ball to make it 0-1. He is 0-1 and was at bat when Reyes was caught trying to steal second in the last inning. 0-1 the count. Now it's 1-1 as the fastball misses outside from Baron Stewart. He's at 45 pitches now, 29 for strikes. And both bullpens are currently clear. Kemp yanks one the other way, and that's going to land next to the Diamond Club Cafe out in right. And the count's 1-2. We'll have a scoreboard update from Lance following this inning as Kemp takes a quick timeout. And the Threshers hoping to put something on the board here. Still no score yet. 3 hits for Clearwater, 7 for the Tarpons with nobody out in the bottom of the 5th. 1-2 on Kemp. Deep breath from Stewart. He deals. Line air bounces outside and the count's even at 2-2. Kemp a ground out to 3rd his last time up, but he took away a hit from Jared Cerna back in the 5th inning with a nice diving stop over at the 3rd base bag. Now it's a 2-2 count to Otto, and here's the pitch. Popped up, foul territory, no run from Martinez. He gets up for a second, but the mask stays on, and the count stays at 2-2. So still a 2-2 count, each team looking for their first run, and the Threshers have everybody up on the dugout in anticipation of this Otto Kemp at-bat. Now the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. There is strike 3. Second strikeout of the day for Baron Stewart, and that's the first out of the 5th inning. William Bergoglio up to the plate now. He grounded out to short his last time up. Bergoglio, 0-1, average at .244 on the season with 9 RBIs, and most of them here at home. First pitch fouled away on the fastball from Stewart, and the count is 0-1. Cabrera, if he comes out for the 6th inning, it'll be the second time that he has worked into the 6th. One of 2 Threshers starters to go 6 innings so far this season. He did it here on June the 2nd against Dunedin. Breaking ball, missing outside in the count 1-1. Alex McFarland, currently on the development list for the Threshers. He was the other starter to go 6 full. Threshers winning both of those games when the starters hit 6 innings of work. Swing and a miss by Bergoglio. The 1-1 count turns to 1-2 as he misses on the changeup. Lefty Bergoglio, righty Stewart. Lefty shift on for William as the third base side completely open. He bends away from an inside fastball, and the count's now 2-2. Marty Malloy coaching third for the Threshers, as he usually does. Michael Jones, the position coach, coaching first. 2-2. Reached out, tapped into center field. Sinking fly ball into the hands of Jake Palmer for the second out of the 5th inning. Bergoglio reaching an outside pitch, but got pretty good contact on it. Able to get it out to the left fielder. 2 gone for Cole Moore, who got the Threshers' first hit back in the 3rd inning, leading off that frame with a single. Moore, who was flirting with a .200 batting average before his hit streak started, has now reached with a hit in each of his last 8 games. 10 for 28 with 4 RBIs over that span. 6 of his 11 hits on his hit streak have gone for extra bases. 1-0 count to Moore as the slider missed out some. Now Stewart deals. Fastball up and away, 2-0. Still clear bullpens for both sides. Threshers have a couple of relievers up and around, but no one warming up just yet. 2-0 to Moore, 2 gone in the 5th. He takes a breaking ball low, now it's 3-0. Stewart still hasn't walked a batter yet, struck out 2 and allowed 3 hits here with 2 outs in the 5th inning. Still scoreless as Moore awaits the 3-0. Stewart deals. Fastball right down the pipe and it's 3-1. Only one walk has been issued and was given to Brett Pereira in the first inning by Gene Cabrera. That's it. Really efficient game on the mound for both starters. 3-1, Jaws missing outside on the fastball, and Moore has reached for the second time with the two-out walk. A leadoff single and a two-out walk in Moore's first at-bat of the game. And he will head to first base with two outs in the fifth inning. That'll bring up the power-hitting catcher, Ryan Leach, flying out to left his first time up. Three homers and 14 RBIs on the season for Ryan. It was really just been getting more and more reps behind the plate, in part due to his spectacular defense. It seems like anytime a runner tries to go on him, he tosses them out at second base, but part of just a really deep catching group for the Clearwater Threshers, and that's been the case all season long. 1-0 the count to Leach, and the pitch is chopped foul down the third base line, count evens at 1-1. Jordan Disson has been here the entirety of the season. He and Caleb Ricketts started off as the two primary catchers, with Adoni Mejia factoring in really once before he was released by the team back in June. Now Ryan Leach has joined the catcher squad. Kluivert Avila, the 20-year-old, is on the development list for the Threshers, but he is obviously beginning a lot of work with Clearwater since joining the team towards the end of June. 2-1 is the count, as the fastball misses outside to Ryan Leach. 2.14 hitter on the year, 685 OPS for the second-year man out of Marshall. 2-1 drilled into the gap in left center field. Arias going back, and that one's going to bounce off the top of the wall. Waved around third base is Moore. He's sprinting for home. Leach heading for three. Moore scores. It's 1-0 Threshers. Leach sliding in, but he's out. So it's a double and an out on the relay at third base, but the Threshers get their first run of the ball game. RBI double by Ryan Leach gives him 15 ribbies on the season and gives the Threshers a 1-0 lead, but Leach thrown out trying for three. Clearwater puts up the first runs of the game. They're up by one as we head into the sixth here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. But before we go anywhere, we've got another minor league scoreboard update from Lance Williams.
Lots of other action in the Phillies system, starting off the outfield. Reading fighting for the top of the seventh. Next one's been six. Dash up to the 2 hours on against the Jersey Shore with 2 losses in the top of the game. And then the Lehigh Valley Mariners and Toledo, currently Toledo leads 1-0 in the end of the segment. The both teams have contested their games to win. DSL Phillies Red lost at home to the DSL Phillies 9-0, and the DSL Phillies White lost at the DSL Phillies 6-5. The FCL Phillies won tied 2-0 against the FCL Blue Jays. Finally, the Major League Philadelphia Phillies lost their game 40-0 against the Milwaukee Brewers. So that's the Philly system today on July 20th. Back to you, Josh.
Thank you, Lance. We'll see you again for a Major League scoreboard in the seventh inning. A minor league scoreboard in this game has the Threshers up ahead 1-0. Third double of the season by Ryan Leach. 8-6-5 gets him out on the relay trying for the triple. But the most important job done, the run coming home. Cole Moore scoring before Leach was tagged out at third base. So the Threshers, despite being out hit 7-4, have the 1-0 lead as we head into the sixth inning. And as Lance mentioned back in the third, Bradenton still on the wrong end of a shutout right now and home against Fort Myers. So if these scores hold, the Threshers will move back into a tie for first place with Lakeland and Bradenton, as Lakeland currently leads the Dunedin Blue Jays 1-0 in the bottom of the fifth, but the tying run is on first base with nobody out for Dunedin. First pitch to Brett Pereira is a fastball that misses outside to make it a 1-0 count. And Pereira is 0-1 on the day with a walk. He takes a slider low, 2-0. Gene Cabrera back out for the sixth inning. 77 pitches through his first five and in line for win number five on the year. 2-0 the pitch. Pereira slices one foul long over the press box, and it's 2-1. The Threshers now have right-handed action in their bullpen, and it looks like it is Daniel Harper getting loose for Clearwater, even though he's already pitched going an inning before the rain on Tuesday. Hard ground ball hit to Otto Kemp at third. Calmly throws over to first. Cole Moore gets it from across the diamond for the first out of the sixth inning. One out, and Cabrera looking for two more to get to six for the second time. As I previously mentioned, he has already done so once, a little over a month ago against the Dunedin Blue Jays. And Cabrera, one of three threshers pitchers to go for six innings. High fly ball hit out to right field. Schreffler, three steps in front of the warning track, camps underneath it and makes the catch. Jake Palmer retired on the F9. Forgot to mention this earlier, but Ricardo Rosario did slide into center field on a straight swap after he pinch hit for Justin Crawford back in the fourth inning. Ronnie Rojas now at the plate with two gone in the sixth inning. Threshers lead is 1-0, and one more out before Cabrera goes six for the second time. Three pitchers have gone that distance this season. 1-0 the count to Rojas as the changeup misses outside. Cotto went six on July the 4th. Alex McFarland and Gene Cabrera went six innings in back-to-back games against the Dunedin Blue Jays back in the first week of June. 1-1 the count now as Rojas rolls a breaking ball foul down the first baseline. 84 pitches, 55 for strikes for Gene Cabrera, who is in line for the victory. Now the 1-1, Cabrera rocks and deals. High fly ball foul down the third baseline. Boyd reacted to it, but stayed pretty firmly in left. 1-2 the count to the Tarpons' first baseman. 7 homers, 21 RBIs for Rojas, average at 200 after he's gone 0-for-2 here in the sixth inning. 1-2 the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Slider on the outside corner, and Cabrera fools Rojas for his fifth strikeout of the game. And he has gone 6 innings for the second time this season. Down in order go the Tarpons. The 1-0 lead is secure for that much longer. Bottom of the sixth coming up, and it is 1-0 Threshers here at BayCare Ballpark. Bottom of the sixth inning for Clearwater. Troy Schreffler coming to the plate for the Threshers. Baron Stewart remaining on the mound for the Tarpons. A RBI double by Ryan Leach has this ball game at 1-0 for Clearwater, but Leach was thrown out trying to turn that two-bagger into a triple. 7-4 in favor of the Tarpons, 1-0 in favor of the Threshers in the first pitch of the bottom sixth. Misses for ball one to Schreffler. He singled back in the third inning, extending his on-base streak to 9 consecutive games. Now he taps the fastball foul and the count's even at 1-1. 10-4-30 over his last 9 is Schreffler. 2 homers, 5 RBIs, 9 runs in that last stretch. Two of his ten hits, have been home runs. Now the 1-1 to Troy. Fastball just missing away, 2-1. 1-0 to score. Threshers in the lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. They'll bring up Schreffler, Boyd, and Rosario here in the sixth inning. Sliced high and foul behind home plate. 2-2 is the count to the Threshers right fielder. Schreffler, a guy who had the arm for right field for certain, and has played in left. The Threshers just a plethora of really strong outfielders here on this squad. And really, Crawford is the only guy who was assigned to just the one position. Tap the other way, high bouncing to Rojas. He stumbles, tosses underhand to Stewart, but he won't get there in time as Troy Schreffler hustles out an infield hit. His third multi-hit game of the season for the Clearwater Threshers. Two singles for Schreffler, 5 hits now on the game, and the Threshers have a good base runner over on first base for Amarion Boyd. 3 steals and 5 attempts for Troy Schreffler. He's got a short lead off of first with a speedy Boyd in the batter's box and missed with an 0-for-2 day. He pulls back the bunt, but it doesn't matter. Fastball on the outside corner gets called for strike one. Amarion 0-for-2, but he is on a 21-game on-base streak that has lasted since June the 10th, the day that the Threshers clinched their first-half playoff spot. 26 for his last 86 with 7 RBIs as he takes a fastball low for ball number one. 1-1 the count to Boyd, grounded into a double play in the third, popped out to second to lead off the ball game. 19 years old, 11th round pick out of Batesville, Mississippi, specifically South Panola High School, where he played for 5 years on the school's varsity team. 1-1, hit back up the middle, this could be 2. Stepping on the second base bag is Coleman Arez on a first, picked by Rojas, double play for the second time from Amarion Boyd. Leadoff single wiped off by the 4-6-3, and now there's 2 up for Ricardo Rosario, who for the second straight time is coming up with nobody on base. Rosario pulls back a bunt as the fastball misses inside for ball number one. He struck out in his only prior plate appearance after pinch hitting for Crawford in the fourth. This one bounced right back up the middle. Stewart tries to barehand it. Coleman Arez fields, running throw to first in time as Rojas stumbles off the base after securing the tag. So the Threshers go down in order after getting a leadoff hit. Seventh inning coming up next. Threshers still lead it 1-0 here at the Threshers Broadcast Network.
You know what time it is the Beachside Hospitality Group t-shirt launch. If you want a t-shirt, you got to make some noise out there. There it is. That's better. Come on. Don't forget to check your t-shirt for a coupon from our sponsor, the Beachside Hospitality Group. Come on, home plate. Let's go. Come on, home side. You got more noise than the Disney side, don't you? Come on! Oh my goodness, this is a weak side. You guys sleeping over here? What's going on? You got 2 more sharks. What you got over here? Oh, that one's high. Who's got it? Your attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. Now pitching for the Threshers, number 18, Daniel Harper. And the off the top of 7-4, Harper's a right fielder, Felix McGinnis.
For the second time this season, Gene Cabrera is in line for the victory after throwing 6 innings. The Threshers have done that 4 times from their starter. All 3 previous times, the Threshers have won. Now, it's the top of the 7th inning, and Daniel Harper is in to replace Gene Cabrera Cabrera, 6 shutout innings, 7 hits allowed, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts, would be his 5th win if the Threshers can hang on to this slim lead. Harper sends the first pitch, a fastball inside to Nagase for ball number 1. It's Nagase, Colmenares, and Serna to lead off the 7th inning for the Tarpons. 1-0 Threshers, 1-0 pitch, fouled away on the slider by Daniel Harper. Count now even at 1-1. Harper. Harper, the only Threshers pitcher not to allow a run on the loss on the 19th, or on the 18th. 2-1 the count. As it is now 2-1 to Nagase, letting go of the slider. One scoreless inning before the rain came on Tuesday for Harper. Nagase lifts this into left center field. Sprinting towards it is Rosario. Boyd there to back up, but it's Ricardo who reaches up with both hands for the first out of the 7th inning. One gone as Nagase now 1-for-2. Colmenares is 0-for-2 in his 3rd game of the season. First time he has been in action since 2022. First pitch to Colmenares, slider outside, count 1-0. One out here in the 7th, Harper sets the belt and deals. Tap foul by Colmenares, rolls the breaking ball from Harper down the first base line. Harper, 17th round pick out of Kentucky back in 2022, a Kansas native. Fastball that can get up to 96, a slider and a cutter. And he mixes in with one save on the season for Harper as a nasty fastball gets on the outside corner. Colmenares lets it go, and it's 1-2. 7.62 ERA, and now 13 and a third innings pitch. 10 walks, 12 strikeouts in Harper's 11th game of the season. Joining the Threshers in Fort Myers when he came off the injured list. Bouncing breaking ball, now the count is 2-2. As the ball gets over the glove of Ryan Leach. Two to the count now to Colmenares, the pitch. It's waving a whiff, strike 3. Colmenares shuffling his feet, barely able to stand up after Harper blows the fastball by him. 6K of the day from Threshers pitching first. From Harper, his 13th on the season. 2 quick outs in the top of the 7th inning where the Threshers still lead it 1-0. And Jared Serna, the leadoff man, up for the 4th time. He's 2-for-3, 2 of the Tarpon's 7 hits with a ground out in his last time up. Slider misses away to Serna and the count is 1-0. 1-0 the lead for the Threshers. They have 5 hits to the Tarpon's 7 in a pretty clean and quick game thus far here at Baycare Ballpark. 1-0 the pitch, fastball right down Main Street, and the count evens at 1-1. Harper, an SEC product out of Kentucky, pitching against some of the best baseball talent over his collegiate years with the Wildcats. 2-1 the count as the breaking ball misses low, bouncing away from the glove of Ryan Leaf. His last 2 collegiate appearances came against 2 of the biggest college baseball powerhouses over the last few years, LSU and Kentucky. 2-1 the pitch. Serna holds up his swing. Appeal to Tyler Green. Says he did not go. And it's a 3-1 count with 2 outs in the 7th inning. 5 1/3 scoreless innings in his last 2 collegiate appearances. Half of those coming against Vanderbilt and the rest against LSU back in 2022. LSU, of course, the victors in the College World Series this year and owners of the first 2 draft picks in this past draft. Swing and a miss. Serna fills up the count at 3-2, whips on the 96-mile-an-hour heater from Harper. Right-hander up in the Tarpons' bullpen, likely to replace the starter Baron Stewart. Payoff pitch called, strike 3. 95 on the gun from Harper, and he gets 2 straight strikeouts to end the 7th inning. Harper, another 1-2-3 inning of relief against Tampa this series. Now we'll stretch it out with the Threshers looking to stretch out a 1-0 lead. Bottom of the 7th coming up after we take you out to the ball game here at Baycare Ballpark. A difficult part of the order coming up for the Threshers with Chris Bowe replacing the starter Baron Stewart. Felix Reyes rests the bat on his shoulder as the 94-mile-an-hour heater from the righty Bowe goes in to the outside corner for a called strike number one. Reyes allows the slider to go outside and the count evens at 1-1-1. 1-for-2 on the day is Reyes, but he was caught stealing for the third time this season after his one-out single in the fourth inning. 1-1 pitch, swing to miss, and the count now 1-2. 1-0 the score, Threshers in the lead, thanks to the RBI double by Ryan Leach. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, as Reyes takes a timeout, he'll be followed up by Brian Rincon and Otto Kemp, a trio that has combined to hit 18 home runs over the course of this season. Reyes, the team leader with 43 RBIs, awaits the 1-2. High bouncer, fielding by Cerner. Charging play, but he's unable to come up with it on a slow-rolling, high-bouncing ground ball from Felix Reyes. Unclear if that's going to be a hit or an error. And it is going to be ruled an error on Jared Cerner. E6 starts off the seventh. That's the first error of this game after four in yesterday's contest. The Threshers, one of the rare times that they recorded multiple errors in a ball game, tied their season high of three for the fourth time this year. First pitch missing low to Brian Rincon, hitting from the left side against the right-hander Chris Bowe. 1-0 is the count. And we'll give you the final line for Baron Stewart after the offering. 1-0 pitch. Hit on the ground over to second base. For the third time this week, this game, the Tarpons turn a double play. 4-6-3. And the error is taken off the board. Three double plays hit into by the Threshers. And the bases now are clear for Otto Kemp. Six innings for Baron Stewart. Five hits, one run allowed. One walk and two strikeouts with Chris Bowe now pitching with 2 outs in the inning. Threshers ahead 1-0 and Otto Kemp up at the plate. He's 0-for-2 with a strikeout in his last at-bat. Takes the first pitch fastball inside for ball number one. 1-0 the count, 1-0 the score. Threshers have led since the fifth. Kemp takes a fastball up and away, but it's in there for a called strike high in the outside corner from Chris Bowe. Kemp, 238 hitter on the season, 5 homers and 36 RBIs with an OPS of 762. Fastball dipping out of the zone, 2-1. 1-0 the score, 2 outs in the frame for the Threshers as Bowe winds and deals. 2-1 pitch, way outside on the slider, 3-1. Otto Kemp, certainly a walk artist, a guy who is not only fifth in the lead in runs, tied with Chris Rotundo of the Palm Beach Cardinals, but eighth in the league with 47 walks. Won't get one here as he bounces one to short. Cerner charges, shuffles, and throws to first and gets Kemp for the final out of the seventh inning. So an error led off the inning, but that was wiped off by a double play. Threshers strand nobody after the only face runner came on an error. Minimum faced by Chris Bowe. Still 1-0 Threshers as we head into the eighth inning. MLB scoreboard time from our good friend Lance Murray.
Yeah, there's two games going on right now. That's the Atlanta Braves at home against the Diamondbacks. Braves won 7-5. The Brewers won in 4-0. The Cincinnati Reds won 5-1 against the Giants. The Blue Jays won at home 4-0 against the Padres. The Chicago White Sox won at home 4-6-2 against the Mets. The Tigers in Kansas City won 4-0.
Thank you, Lance. He'll be back for the post-game show. Daniel Harper back on the hill for the Threshers after a very efficient seventh inning. Two strikeouts ending things off for Harper and holding the lead at 1-0. 8:06 on the clock, and the Threshers are in the eighth inning. 1-0 is the lead, thanks to Ryan Leach's RBI double back in the fifth inning. Jesus Rodriguez, Omar Martinez, and Dowry Urias will be the do-up for Harper here in the eighth. Bullpen clear right now for the Threshers, as Harper has only thrown 15 pitches in his first inning of work. First pitch of the eighth in there for a called strike on the cut fastball by Daniel, and it's an 0-1 count to Jesus Rodriguez, who's 1-for-3 on the day. Now the 0-1. Hit back up the middle, knocked away to third base by Harper. Barehanded by Kemp, the throw to first in time. Harper tried to go behind the back with his glove, went right into the path of Otto Kemp, and the barehanded play is another absolutely fantastic defensive effort for the Clearwater Threshers. Score at 1-5-3 on the ground out, and an impressive first out of the eighth inning on the second pitch of the frame. Now Omar Martinez comes up with one out in the eighth. He is 2-for-3 on the day with singles in each of his last two at-bats. First pitch to Martinez, a fastball on the outside corner, and it's an 0-1 count. Martinez doing the catching today. He's played first base a little bit as well, as the only two active catchers on the roster are he and Rodriguez. Second pitch rolled over to second base. Bergoglio picks it up, a shuffle over to first, and a calm throw for the second out. So four pitches and two outs for Harper, as he might be working his way into going for the 9-out save. Harper, just 19 pitches. Pitch number 20 will start out the two out at bat to Dowry Urias. First pitch, fastball upstairs in the count 1-0. So through 20 pitches, Harper has thrown 12 for strikes. A 1-0-2 Arias, who is 1-for-3 on the day with a single in the first inning. Now the count's 1-0. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And the count's even at 1-1-1. 94-mile-an-hour heater from Harper. He has kept it consistent at 94-95 here tonight. Both bullpens clear. Two outs here in the top of the eighth. Harper, the 1-1. Fastball inside, 2-1. One nothing the score, 2-1 the count to Arias, two outs here in the top of the eighth inning. Clearwater looking for their second straight victory against the Tarpons. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, upstairs fastball, and Arias way late on it, as it settles in nicely to the glove of Ryan Leach. Two balls and two strikes, two outs here in the eighth inning. Still nobody on, as Harper has retired every batter he has faced thus far. 2-2, upstairs, 3-2. Another fastball from Harper to fill up the count. 94 miles an hour on the radar gun, as the Threshers have a couple of guys up and about in the bullpen. Right now, starting to get some throws is Danny Wilkinson, as Arias lines one high and foul behind home plate. Count it will stay at a full 3-2. Wilkinson threw over 60 pitches in his last outing, getting the victory in extras against Fort Myers on Sunday as Arias steps out of the batter's box. Honestly, I was not thinking that he'd even be warming up. He was kind of the last man available in the Threshers' bullpen after two back-to-back extra-inning affairs that the Threshers took both games of in Fort Myers. But he's getting loose in the Threshers' bullpen. Payoff pitch, upstairs fastball, and Harper has allowed his first base runner with just the second walk of the game issued by Threshers' pitching. Cabrera walks one. Now Harper walks the tying run and puts Arias on first base with two outs here in the eighth inning. That'll bring up Brett Barrera, who walked in the first and is 0-for-2 on the day. Reached on a fielder's choice in the third inning on a drop fly ball by Schreffler. And now he is up with a man on third. First pitch called strike on the fastball from Harper, and it's 0-1. Arias, one of the fastest runners on this Tarpons team, has a very short lead on first. 9 stolen bases for the Dominican outfielder. 0-1 the count, and now it turns to 1-1 as the slider misses outside from Harper. 9 stolen bases on 10 attempts. He's 23-for-30 over his three-year career, is Dowry Arias. He lengthens his lead off first, 1-1. Sliced foul the other way, and the count's 1-2. That hits the netting over the Tarpons dugout. 1-2, 2 outs in the inning as Wilkinson is back to the rubber beginning his warm-ups. So he might come in for what would be his first save of the season should the score stay at 1-0. 1-2, swing and a miss, strike 3. For the second time, Daniel Harper strikes out the final batter of the inning. He has gone 2 shutout innings with 3 strikeouts and just 1 walk allowed. No runs, no hits, no errors. 1 man left for the Tarpons. Fantastic pitching performance from the Threshers as they look for some insurance in the bottom of the 8th inning. 1-0 Clearwater, bottom of the 8th coming up here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Fans are also invited to bid on special military themed jerseys worn by the players. Proceeds will benefit the Spender Foundation and the Haley House Fund. It's open at 5:30 to 6:30 a.m. Tickets are available in the customer service or the Daycare box office. Attention all fans 13 and under, the Threshers invite you to run the bases shortly after tonight's game. At the conclusion of the game, please enter section 116-117.
I feel that I can do anything in this world but consider how I spent a little over $6 for 5 cigarettes and I smoked 2 packs a day. If you calculated what I spent in a week, I could probably pay my payments bills. Payday is everything.
Bottom of the 8th inning, a 1-0 game here in Thresherville. The Clearwater Threshers are out in front. An OBI double from Ryan Leach is due up third here in the 8th, scoring Cole Moore, who is due up second after William Bergoglio is set to lead off against Chris Bowe. He's 0-for-2 on today, ground out and a flyout, but Bergoglio, really an ideal guy for a table setter, as the first pitch misses for ball number 1. Great contact rate for Bergoglio. Not a lot of extra bases yet, though this one was given a ride. Well foul as he was early on the changeup from Chris Bowe. 1-1 the count to Bergoglio. Just 1 extra base knock in his first full season, playing in the Dominican Summer League last year, skipping the complex and coming to the Threshers in June. As he rolls this one into right center field, that's a leadoff knock for Bergoglio. Short turnaround first, and the Threshers have 6 hits on the night as Bergoglio gets his first hit of the evening with a leadoff single. The Threshers looking for some insurance as Danny Wilkinson still getting loose from the Threshers bullpen, likely to come on for what would be his first save, unless the Threshers score three runs or more in this inning, which is very well possible. First pitch now to Moore, who's got a man on first. He takes a breaking ball upstairs for called strike one. Bergoglio has good speed, but he's been caught four times whenever he has tried to steal a base so far this season. Still looking for his first steal as he lengthens his lead off the first base bag. 0-1 to Moore, and Bergoglio checked back on first, called safe by Tyler Green, sliding ahead of the Ronnie Rojas tag. Moore has reached twice, a single walk and a run, scoring on the Leafs double back in the fifth inning. Now Bergoglio inching towards second, 0-1 to Moore. Pitch from Bowe, line into left center field. Arias isn't going to get there, and that's a base hit. Back-to-back knocks for the Threshers, and as we've seen so many times this season, these Threshers' bats starting to heat up towards the end of this game. Two straight singles to start off the eighth inning, and now the man who's driven in the only run trying to add a couple more to his collection. RBI number 15 on the season for Ryan Leach came on a double in the fifth. He was thrown out trying to make it three, but the 21-year-old out of Marshall and Whitby, Ontario, getting the job done for the Threshers, driving in what is now the game's only run. Slider missing outside, 1-0. Keep in mind, though, the Tarpons have already rolled up three double plays against the Threshers so far today. So Leach trying to put something in the air, maybe move the runners across, or even better, score one or two of them. Moore scored from first on his double in the fifth. Now Leach swings and misses on the slider. Count evens at 1-1. So he'll be running hard. And a single would likely bring Bergoglio in from second. A very aggressive base runner. And has enough speed to cause trouble for this Tarpons team. Another slider. This one catching the outside corner to Leach. And the count now 1-2. Pitch number 19 and strike number 12 for Chris Bowe. 1-2 count to Leach, who was 1-for-2 with that RBI double, responsible for the Threshers' 1-0 lead. Now a 1-2 count as Bowe sets to the chest. Looks at Bergoglio, fires the pitch, sliced foul down the right field line by Leach. Quick update as for the first place watch for the Threshers in the second half. Fort Myers and Bradenton in delay in the top of the sixth. Dunedin and Lakeland in the top of the seventh, with the Blue Jays leading 4-1. So as things stand, Leach rips one into center field. That's a base hit. Bergoglio sprinting around third, but it'll hold up right there as Leach has his second straight knock, three straight singles for the Threshers. Load up the bases with no one gone in the eighth inning. Troy Schreffler, two hits and a home run already this series. 2-for-2 today with the bases loaded and nobody out. And Omar Martinez is going to come out and have a chat with Chris Bowe. Otto Casadiego will join him from the dugout on the mound visit. Three hits for the Threshers. Nobody on, or nobody out. Bergoglio on third, Moore on second, Leach on first, as the mound meeting now joined by the entirety of the infield. So as things stand right now, the Threshers would move into a tie for first place in the second half standings of the Florida State League. Bradenton trailing 4-0 in the midst of a delay against Fort Myers. That game is in the sixth, so if the delay lasts long enough, it would finalize the ballgame. Lakeland currently trailing against Dunedin, and they're a game back from the Threshers. So Clearwater in position to move back into a tie for first place in the second half standings. They're well in front in the overall standings, eight games clear of the Marauders in the West Division after the Threshers took a commanding first half championship. Bases loaded for Schreffler, nobody out. Fastball zips to the outside corner, count 0-1. Two hits for Schreffler, both of them singles. The only extra base knock on the day was the RBI in the fifth inning from Ryan Leach. He now has two hits and is on first. 0-1 count to Schreffler. The pitch from Bowe, outside on the slider, 1-1. It's Leach on first, Moore on second, Bergoglio on third. 1-0 the lead for the Threshers. Nobody out with the bases jacked in the bottom of the eighth inning. 1-1 now to Schreffler. Bowe deals. Swing and a miss. Scheffler out in front of the breaking ball, and the slider makes it 1-2. Scheffler, three homers on the season, both of them in the past couple months, or the past couple weeks, I should say, have been solo shots. He had a three-run knock against Brom against Bradenton, or against Dunedin, though, back in his first road trip in June. 2-2 the count as Scheffler avoids the inside slider. A solo shot tied up the ball game in Dunedin on June the 29th, and a solo shot tied up the game yesterday back in the second. He's got two hits today, and now time is taken by Scheffler at the plate, as Bo was taking a while to send over his 2-2 pitch. So Scheffler digs back into the right-handed batter's box, now faces a 2-2 count. Curveball swung on and missed, and that is strike number three. Bases still loaded with one out now as Scheffler is retired for the first time. First K of the day by Chris Bo, just the third overall by Tampa pitching. Now a double play would end the inning, and Amarion Boyd has already grounded into two of them, hoping that third time is a charm, and he does not do so here. Looking to extend this lead with the bases loaded for the Threshers. Slider outside, called strike to Amarion Boyd, 0-1 on the day. Maybe his last chance to extend his on-base streak. Justin Crawford's already ended at 23 after he was taken out of the game in a pinch hit appearance in the fourth. Boyd swings and misses at a slider. Now it's 0-2. Boyd, a 21-game on-base streak. He has reached base in every game he has played since the Threshers clinched against Fort Myers. Since their clinching, he's 26 for 84 with 7 RBIs and 23 runs scored. Got a chance for a lot with 3 on base. 0-2, cut on and missed, and Boyd likely will end his on-base streak at 21 games on the 3-pitch strikeout. Back to that cage from Chris Bowe with the bases loaded. Now the play is at any base with 2 outs in the 8th inning. Ricardo Rosario, who has been clutch for the Threshers, especially in the month of July, he's up at the plate with the bases loaded and 2 outs. His last 2 home runs for the Threshers have come in this ballpark in the 8th inning or later, as he swings and misses at a slider, count 0-1. An 8th inning shot to give the Threshers a crucial insurance run on July the 4th after he ended the top half of that 8th inning with a diving catch out in left. Now the 0-1. Swing and miss. Maybe got a piece of the curveball, and it's 0-2. And then Rosario, the threat, got the Threshers' second walk-off homer of the season with 2 outs in the 9th inning on the Thursday of that series against Palm Beach, July the 6th. That was a 3-run blast. The Threshers with 4 Grand Slams this season, Reyes, Leach, and 2 from Fergus. 0-2 pitch. Way outside, diving stop made by Martinez as he smushes the ball against the dirt. The runners on their base. 1-2 is the count to Ricardo Rosario. 1-0 the lead for the Threshers, but they've got the bases jacked. 0-2 with the bases loaded so far tonight. Well, all that's been this inning. 1-2 the count to Rosario, Bergoglio, Moore, and Leach on third through first, and that's where they'll stay. 3 straight strikeouts after the Threshers load the bases. And Chris Bowe, a defiant end to that 8th inning. 3 hits start off the frame, 3 strikeouts end it as the Threshers leave them loaded in the 8th inning. The score stays at 1-0. But all they need is 3 more outs. Danny Wilkinson coming out from the bullpen to try and get him as the Threshers looking to close out this ball game 1-0 here in the top of the 9th.
For fans participating in tonight's launch ball contest, please head to the right field on the course behind section 101. The contest will begin directly following the game. please, ladies and gentlemen, now, pitching for the Rangers, number 48, Debbie Wilkinson.
Only one run has scored so far today. That was on an RBI double by Ryan Leach in the fifth inning. Just shy of the two-hour mark here in Clearwater, Danny Wilkinson is on the hill to try and close things out, and he has been excellent over the month of July for the Clearwater Threshers, with no better games, perhaps, than his last appearance for Clearwater. He earned his fourth win of the season in three shutout innings against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. The Threshers were really down to their last reliever as they had exhausted their bullpen in two straight days of extra inning baseball against the Mighty Muscles. The Threshers won both of those. On Sunday, a large part of it was due to Danny Wilkinson, pitching the 8th, 9th, and 10th, allowing just one hit and walking three with five strikeouts to earn his fourth win of the year. He's 4-0 with an ERA of 5.94. Two strikeouts shy of 70 on the season. 0-1 the count to Jake Palmer. Now the curveball in there for strike two, and Wilkinson is just lights out against lefties, especially with that curveball and slider combination offsetting the 90-plus mile-an-hour fastball. Against lefties, Wilkinson holding lefty hitters to just 213 on the average. Bouncing breaking ball, unable to be blocked by Leach. Nobody on base. So it's a harmless ball number one. Count is one and two. Wilkinson, with those five strikeouts, 13 over his last two outings, by the way. He is just shy of 10th place in strikeouts in the entire Florida State League. Mostly starters out in front of him. Tied for 12th with his 68. 1-2, hit in the air, out to center field. Short run backwards for Rosario. There's the first down of the ninth inning as he makes the catch over his right shoulder.
Perfect.
Oh, one out in the ninth as Palmer, now 0 for 4 on the day. Ronnie Rojas struck out in two of his three appearances at the plate so far, including a strikeout swinging to end the sixth. One gone here in the ninth as a nasty curveball absolutely befuddles Rojas, swinging way underneath it and late for strike number one. Wilkinson, one out in the inning, 0-1 on the day, in his third appearance against Tampa, and now he gets an 0-2 count on Ronnie Rojas on another curveball. One out, 0-2 the count. Wilkinson deals. Fastball high on the outside corner, called strike three. Rojas doesn't like it, but Isabella Robb is going to send him on to the dugout. Strikeout number 69 on the season for Danny Wilkinson, moving into the tie with Hayden Murda, who we saw earlier this week from the Tarpons, for eighth place in the Florida State League. Two gone, and now the last chance for the Tarpons is Felix Negates, who's flied out twice since his second inning single. He takes the first pitch, and the fastball blocked by Leach to make it a 1-0 count. Sun hasn't even set yet, and we're not away from finishing this ball game here at BayCare Ballpark. 1-0 inside fastball, now the count 2-0. The starters for tomorrow's contest are Jonathan Petit for the Threshers and Leonardo Pestana for the Tarpons. 2-0 the pitch. Hitting the air out to right center field, and that's going to fall in probably for extra bases. Schreffler sprinting towards the wall as he picks the ball up off the base of the right center field wall. Throw cut off by Bergoglio, and Negase was almost caught trying to go for third. They'll hold up at second base, and the Tarpons are not done yet. Two-out double extends this game in the ninth, and Tampa gets their first extra base hit of the game at a pretty good time. 2-0 pitch, and that was a rocket into the gap by Felix Negase. Now the go-ahead run is at the plate in the form of Jose Colmenares. 2 for 9 on the season, or 2-for-10 on the season with 2 strikeouts today, but his 2 hits have both been home runs. Curveball just missing outside, 1-0 the count. Struck out his last time up. Cabrera and Harper have struck out Colmenares. Now Wilkinson looking to do the same to end the inning. 1-0 the count, and Wilkinson deals. Fastball swung on and missed, 1-1 the count. 92 on the gun for Wilkinson, his fastest pitch of the year. 1-1 with 2 outs here in the ninth. The pitch, bouncing breaking ball, and that's picked up by Leach, holding Nagase on second base. 2-1 the count to Colmenares. Nagase, 3 doubles on the season after that 2-out, 2-bagger. 3 stolen bases on the year as well. He has attempted just 4. Won't be trying to steal third, though, with Bergoglio holding him on. And Colmenares goes around on the fastball that hits the outside corner. Count is 2-2. And now the Tarpons down to their final strike. Colmenares taking a pause as he steps back into the batter's box. 3 games fresh off the injured list for Tampa. And already in a high leverage situation. 2-2 the count. The pitch. Bouncing breaking ball gets through the legs of Leach. Going to third is Nagase. A bullet of a throw by Leach. And he is hosed over at the third base bag. A base running mistake by Tampa proves costly as Ryan Leach picks off the runner going to third to end the ball game. First save of Danny Wilkinson's pro career gives the Threshers a 1-0 win in one of their fastest games of the year. Just 1 minute over 2 hours, and the Clearwater Threshers are victorious against the Tarpons for the 8th time this season. 1-0 the final score. Gene Cabrera the victor. The loss going to Baron Stewart, and the save to Danny Wilkinson. Here's our good friend Lance Williams with the post-game show.
28 total runs on Tuesday, 15 on Wednesday. Here on Thursday, just the 1-8 with the Threshers. They won 1-0 in their 7th shutout of the season. Now the Threshers lead the series 2-1 in their 8-7 versus the Tarpons overall in the 2023 season. The scoring, well, it started and ended in the bottom of the 5th inning when Colmore walked, and then Ryan Leach brought him in with his RBI double. So, really, the offense was carried by this bottom of the Threshers' order. The 7, 8, and 9 man, Colmore, 2-for-2 with a walk. He extended his hitting streak to 8 games. Ryan Leach, 2-for-3 with his RBI double. And Troy Schreffler, 2-for-3. Just an excellent performance from the pitching, though, really. Both starters for each team went through six innings, but the starter for the Tarpons did allow that costly run in the 5th. His final line was 6 innings, pitched 5 hits, 1 run, just 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts, but he got the loss. He is now 2-for-6 on the season. But the starting pitcher for the Threshers, Gene Cabrera, was excellent. 5-4 record now is Gene. 6 innings pitched, 7 hits, no runs, just the 1 walk and the 5 strikeouts. And some added help from the bullpen helped the Threshers secure this win. Daniel Harper, 2 scoreless innings, no hits, just 1 walk and 3 punchouts. And finally, Danny Wilkinson, his first save of the year. The final inning, 1 hit, no runs, no walks, and 1 strikeout. So 9 Ks for the Threshers and just the 2 walks. Just an excellent night from the pitching staff. Now, for the rest of the Florida State League, the Lakeland Flying Tigers in Dunedin. The Blue Jays currently lead 4-1 in the top of the 8th. Next, the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles up 4-0 in Bradenton in the top of the 7th. If the Bradenton Marauders do not win that game, the Threshers will once again be tied for not only the best record in the Florida State League West Division, but the best record overall in the second half. So next, the Jupiter Hammerheads in Daytona. That game is 3-0. Jupiter in the bottom of the 7th. In the games that have been concluded, the St. Lucie Mets won 7-6 in Palm Beach, but their second game of their doubleheader got postponed, so they will be making up that game tomorrow.
So the next game here in Clearwater will be tomorrow versus the Tampa Tarpons for game four of this series against the Yankees affiliate. Tomorrow is actually the Clearwater Beach Dogs, which is always just super fun here at BayCare Ballpark. You can purchase $7 dog tickets, and the proceeds of those tickets will go towards K9 Partners for Patriots. And another promotion for tomorrow, it is Christmas in July. We have a nice ornament giveaway in a limited quantity. It's brought to you by Todd's Air Conditioning and Refrigeration. 6:30 will be the first pitch here at BayCare Ballpark, and 6:15 will be the pregame show here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. From everyone here at the Threshers Broadcast Network, from me, Lance Williams, and the voice of the Threshers, Josh Berber, we'd like to thank you for joining in on this broadcast. We'd like to wish you a good night here on this Thursday evening.